I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Hi, Cassie. What is the Glimmer Project?
Oh, I'm so excited about this. So the Glimmer Project is a little challenge that I'm starting. And I got the idea. So a glimmer is the opposite of a trigger, right? Trigger makes you feel some kind of way, sad, traumatized. A glimmer is something you see, a small something that just brings you joy or safety or a good feeling. And in our daily lives, I think we'll see glimmers and we're like, oh, yeah. And then we keep going. You don't really focus on it. So the Glimmer Project is something I'm doing to every day focus on something that brought me a little twinge of joy. It doesn't have to be a huge happy moment. It literally can just be something that you think is pretty or makes you smile, and catalog it. And then at the end of the week, you review all the glimmers for that week and you realize, like, hey, instead of just slogging through another week, like, you know, the daily grind over and over again, you can start focusing on the highlights and the things that kind of brought you some joy throughout the week. And it's learning to, like, romanticize your life and see the beauty in the everyday mundane. And so some examples for you, I'm filming my glimmers. So at the end of the week, I can make a little video to rewatch all these, like, this highlight reel almost. So for me, and it's going to sound corny and Hallmarky, like a Hallmark card, but that's kind of the point. Mm-hmm. So for me, some glimmers are like when the sunlight filters through leaves in the trees. I just think it's the most beautiful thing ever. Or trees against a stormy background. I don't know why. Or I have a weighted blanket. So waking up in the morning cozy under the weighted blanket. That first cup of coffee that's so sweet and it just hits your lips and you're like, oh God, I needed this. The white muzzle on my dog when I get really close to give her like kisses and pet her. So those are all kind of glimmers, and they seem like they're just mundane things. Like everybody, if you have a dog, you've seen your dog's muzzle, but it's how you feel when you interact with it. And that little spark of joy is your glimmer. So I want to challenge everybody for at least a week to, like, focus on your glimmers and see what they are and see if it changes your mood by really, like, registering the fact that you feel happy, that you feel a little bit of joy, that you found the beauty in something in your normal, mundane, cyclical life, and you can focus on it, and it just helps you see the world a little bit differently.
Because you could so easily just bypass those things and not think twice about them.
Yeah, I forget what book I didn't finish that had the analogy in it that, you know, when you go to an Airbnb and you know you're going to be there for a weekend, right? Like, let's say you're staying on the beach or you're in this beautiful Airbnb and you only have 48 hours, you try everything, right? Mm-hmm. And everything is so beautiful. You want to go and you want to use the pool if they have a pool there, right? You're going to do everything because you only know it's going to be there for 48 hours, right? But the analogy is for your life. Like, you're here for a very short amount of time, and here we take these things for granted. And if we can just remember that and see the beauty in every little thing, that it is really a short period of time, then it makes your life much better.
Yeah, and it's really helped pull me out of some funks as well. Like, if I'm really annoyed because I've just done literally 5 loads of laundry, and now I have to do dishes, and I'm going out of my mind, but I know I have clean sheets to get into, and I just shaved my legs. If you're a woman or you shave your legs, you'll know that feeling. That is a glimmer, and it just kind of helps you refocus away from the negative and realize, like, when life gets really heavy or, and I'm not talking about major trauma. I'm just talking about like sometimes you can get so bogged down in the day to day and be like, what am I doing with my life? Like, is this really what it's about? It's because we have conditioned ourselves to just overlook it. Like, you know, starting a new Netflix show or opening a new jar of peanut butter. Or if you're the kind of person who gets to throw away the jar because you're done, like that brings me so much joy to finish a product and be like, done, get it out of my house. So I think it's just training your brain to reframe your daily life in a way that's going to bring you some happiness. And it takes a moment. So when you see your glimmer, stop, look at it, sit in it, film it, or just take it in, whatever is best for you, write it down, and really take a moment to be present and look at that thing around you, that mundane thing that's bringing you joy.
Mm-hmm. I know we weren't like, you know, purposely paying attention to this, but can anybody think of a glimmer they had yesterday? Because I know for me, and I actually recorded it, but I hadn't posted it on Instagram because I was sitting on the couch and my dog Willie was laying next to me and his back left paw was perfectly put out. Man, I love smelling those dog feet. Yes, they smell like Fritos. It's like,
what?
Yes.
Ew. You enjoy that?
Yes. Uh-huh. Nasty. It smells like Fritos. And it's just, oh, so I just, I went down and I had the camera and I was like, Frito feet. Frito feet. So that would be my glimmer from yesterday.
I think my glimmer would be the sound that a PS5 makes when it turns on.
Oh, that's a good one.
When you hear the beep, I don't want to hear a beep.
For me, I had seen a TikTok video a couple days ago where it's like, for anyone who has depression, have you ever thought about just watching a cat lick its paws and then wipe its eyes? Because that'll cure it. And for me, that's what I do anytime I'm sad. I just go back and I look at videos of my cat. So for me, it was my cat fishing out the ice in my drink yesterday. Couldn't finish my water, but it was cute as hell.
Yeah, I think mine is animal related yesterday also, because I'm watching my ex-wife's dogs for a couple of days, and I walked in the house and these dogs were so excited to see me, man. One almost peed and the other one was up on my leg, and I was like, hey, this is really cool coming home to something that's excited.
Yeah, really, do it for a week and see how your attitude changes.
I love this. All right, let's get Jessica on here because she knows she's got a tough convo with the old man this weekend because they made an agreement. And now she's backing out on it, and it's a big one. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you this morning?
I'm great. I'm so excited to be speaking with you. Thank you.
All right, let's see if we can help you out, because you and your husband made an agreement. Two kids, and you've got two great kids, and now you want to pivot.
I do. Yes, I do want to pivot. Okay, so as long as we've known each other, we have always been so excited to have kids. You know, we have a family, and we really talked it through, like, how many do we want? And, you know, he said he always wanted two kids because he was one of four. Let's see, he was the second child, and he just remembers how everything changed when his parents had the next two kids, you know? Like, he said that it was this, always they were tired, they were stressed, he was broke. You know, they were broke, so, you know, he was broke too. Because, you know, having four kids, it's just so much.
Sure.
And he just always thought his parents would have been happier, his family would have been happier if it was not for all that stress, the exhaustion, the money issues. So then, you know, me, I was one of two kids. And I think, you know, he might have a point, because things in my house, they were always pretty happy when we were growing up. You know, we were tight. We did a lot of fun things together. It was honestly really great. And so I always agreed with him. I'm like, yeah, two kids is perfect. Okay. Fast forward to now, we have two kids and our youngest is two. And I really, honestly, you guys, I really, really want to have more. I love being a mom. I love being pregnant. I love the baby stage. I miss my babies. I want babies. I want more babies. And so I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I just don't want to be done with that time of my life. So I want to tell my husband that I changed my mind and I want to start trying for baby number three.
Well, when you say it like that, how can you say no?
How can you resist?
Well, you got to remember this. And I've never been through this situation before, but I think you got to remember this. If he doesn't match your excitement, it's because he's shocked. This is going to be the first time he's heard of it. So don't be all bummed out if he's not as excited as you. That would be my first thing. And then probably going to, you know how dudes think? They think budget first.
That's
like, can we even afford this?
Yep.
So You might want to be armed with that answer. What else?
He's going to be armed with logic. You're going to be armed with emotion, and you're going to have to find a way to meet in the middle. Is it your heart and your head telling you you want a third, or is it just because you guys had this agreement that the second you were going to have two and that was it? So now that your child is entering the full on toddler stage, you're starting to like reminisce and like you don't want this to be like the last.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's definitely what's going on. Is that so bad?
No, I mean, it's not so bad. I mean, depending on how much time we got here, because obviously, whether we like to admit it or not, women are on a clock when it comes to, you know, to conceiving. No, I mean, if your heart and your mind are in it, I mean, absolutely have the conversation with your husband. But if he's adamantly against it, I don't know what the compromise is there.
I don't
you can't
either.
Have half a kid.
Yeah, I mean.
No, it's a life commitment. It's another college education. I know it's all that. It's a lot of money. I know that.
And also how it's going to affect the two you already have, because that does change the dynamic of the family, because your youngest is now no longer the youngest or the middle child. And it,
right.
You know,
make a trade. Like what can you trade? We get him like a PlayStation.
That normally works.
Huh?
Is there a car he wants?
Car? Just a tire. Anything.
I think you have to think about everything that we just talked about and get ahead of it practically. I think that's the way he's going to approach it. So you kind of have to already be prepared for that approach and then navigate around it.
Can you help me with some ideas? I need some ideas, like, on, because I don't think he'll be on board right away at the top of it. But, like, what could I say to convince him? Like, what are the selling points about this?
I think you just got to mace yourself, start crying. That's what usually does.
Pull at those heartstrings.
Yeah. Cry. I think if you speak from the heart here and tell him how important it is, and tell him he doesn't even need to make a decision right now. Let him chew on it a little bit.
Yeah.
So he doesn't feel pressured. I think that's probably the best way to go into it.
Okay.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for the support.
Stakes are high here.
Yeah,
it's the Bird Show.
Hey, the Bird Show.